Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Gamers Lounge Podcast. My name is John Meadows. With me, as always, is Eric and Nathaniel. What is going on, gentlemen?
Nothing at all.
I threw him off by saying gentlemen. I used that term loosely then.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen of the podcast.
Fine. I'll use the term gentlemen loosely. That's what I've always said. Nothing going on here. Nothing at all. Finally done with far-flung travels, which is... For now, anyway, which is good. I was up almost into New York State. I was on the Pennsylvania-New York State border where it was gray and rainy and cold all week. And then I come home to 80-degree weather and the trees are all green and there's pollen in the air. And I'm like, what happened the week I was gone?
We infected the North Carolina pollen infection spread up to you because we've had pollen for weeks at this point. Jeez,
yeah. I mean, none of that. I mean, the trees were just budding out when I left, and by the time I got back, yeah, that was on Monday. When I got back on Thursday, it's like, holy crap, everything's green. What has happened while I was gone? It's like magic. It's spring finally sprung. But that's fine. I'm fine with it. I'm happy.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. We're all fine here. Everybody's fine.
Everything's good. Everything's good.
How are you?
Fine. Fantastic. Just great.
All right. Now that we got the weather report out of the way, I guess we could talk about video games. That's what we're here for. Not a whole lot of news, but we got a little bit of stuff to talk about. I haven't played any video games, specifically because my boss came down with an infection and wasn't at work all week, so I became the boss while I was on the road and didn't have time to do anything. By the time I get to the hotel and get everything squared away from the day, it was kind of like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm just going to turn on the YouTube, watch something silly, and go to bed. So, and that's what I did. I had good intentions. I have a lot of things queued up on the Steam Deck to play. Yeah. I just never.
I think I'm going to reinstall that Fallout 3. Maybe give that another whirl. That's on my list.
Yeah.
Maybe Fallout 2, even though I beat 2 like 3 times. And I never beat Tactics. I only got about halfway through it.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember if I've got 76 installed on a memory card for the Steam Deck, but I know I have New Vegas on there.
Yeah. So. My buddy was like, come on, let's play again. He's like level 320. And I'm like, I think I'm like 1 something. I beat the campaign in 76 before they start putting all the other stuff in it.
Yeah, because now you can pretty much play solo if you want, not online.
They're so buggy. I remember in that campaign at the end, we're like down and fighting the Scorched Beast, like in the lair and stuff. And it's just like, my brother's like shooting rockets through the walls. I'm like, well, that's probably not right.
Yeah.
It was still pretty fun. You know, it's Fallout. It was fun to play with people, but yeah, you know, it definitely has a little hiccups here and there. But like Nathaniel was talking earlier, they patched it a lot and they have some DLC. So I think did they add back NPCs to it too, like humans?
Yep, there's robots. Yeah, there's actually human NPCs in it now. So yeah, that's
as human as human as you can get. In Bethesda.
Well, yeah. I use the human term loosely. Let's say that. We'll just use the human term loosely. But yeah. No, they did add human NPCs to it. So, but I haven't played it. I haven't played it since they've done all the major updates. So,
and there was that guy that was a huge fan of the show, Spinner. The guy who'd always comment and message, he was a big Fallout 76 guy. He lives in the West Coast, kind of. He always like, come back and play, man. Come back. It's so much fun. I'm like, all right, sure. And then I never did.
I
get back into it. I don't know. I put a lot of time into it. I thought it was decent and you know, remember how cheap it got, John? It got like $30 when it came out, or 25.
Yeah, it got super cheap. And then I got it on, I ended up getting it, I think it was on a Humble Bundle choice or something. I can't remember. Yeah. I don't remember how I ended up with it, but or it just got cheap enough that I bought it, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was on sale for like $5 or something like that, and I ended up buying it. I don't know. I got so many Steam games that when I look at my library, I go, oh, I need to buy this. Oh, wait, I own it. When did I buy it? How did I get it? Where am I at? I don't remember.
I was just thinking about that today, how Steam, I'm pretty good, you know, or like, I know what I have on PlayStation. I know I just like fire up my game. I have
right.
Yard sailing, right? But I bought a couple movies today. I got home. I was like, oh, crap, I already had those. So I need to really like, there's an app, I think the Blu-ray forum or something. There's an app like Game Eye for movies and stuff.
Yeah,
I need to start using that. Because do I really need 4 copies of Return of the Jedi, 2 being the same thing?
Well, are they 4K or Blu-ray?
There's a Blu-ray copy. There's the copy that came out in the 90s on DVD. And then I forget what the other two are. I'll have to go look.
I need to... I'm really considering...
Laserdisc.
I'd love to have the Laserdiscs. If I had a Laserdisc player, I would love to have those. Because those are the original theatrical cuts from when I was a kid on those Laserdiscs. So, they're not the restored or special editions.
Speaking of interesting things, I was at a yard sale today my friend was having, and he had some Philips CD-i games, which, honestly, I've never seen those games at a convention. Never.
Really?
They're the crappy games too. Whatever they were the educational ones. I'm like, he's like, that's why I haven't been able to sell these. I'm like, because nobody wants them. Nobody has a working system in this area.
I always wanted to piddle with a Philips CD. I think was it Ryan that posted up the other day that said somebody found one in an attic at his house or his parents' house or something.
He was tinkering and they gave it to him. He was like playing Zelda or something. I'm like, well, there's about 5 games on there. 3DO level of. Someone will want to tinker with it.
Yeah, I'd love to tinker with it. Just, I love those weird systems that came out back then, you know, because I remember as a kid going, oh man, I would really like to have a 3DO. That's awesome. How much is it? $500. You know, this was 1987 or whatever. It's like, oh no way, mom and dad will never pay, you know, $500 for a system, and I could only mow so many yards in the summertime, you know.
I hear you.
But yeah, those are always ones that I would love to have, you know. And well, it's funny to start talking about older systems I'd love to have, and then I'm turning around and probably going to sell a chunk of my retro
after
games.
Lets me pick through it, of course.
Well, it's all got to go at once, so you got to buy it all if you're going to buy it. I'm not.
Well, you know, if you part with the Genesis or Sega stuff, I'll take a look. But
yeah,
like I said, Super Nintendo stuff. It's not really like. I have some Super Nintendo stuff, but I barely use, and the analog system's still sealed. And I'm like, well, maybe one day I'll play through Zelda, one day I'll play through Donkey Kong. But I'm like,
Well, and the games that I do have on Super NES, I mean, I have some loose games, but I've got like complete box copy of Zelda.
If you got that box stuff, get that money, and get it now while it's still good. Yeah. I mean,
I've been seriously contemplating it just because. With work and everything now, it's not like that I have time to sit and play games. Games that I buy, you know, modern games, hardly have time to play, much less a vintage collection that's just been sitting on the shelf and not touched for like 3 years. But I'm just keeping my Sega stuff. You know, there's some Sega things that I just will know. Well, eventually I'll let go of 90% of it, but there's some that I'm going to keep. You know, some that I will never probably let go of, and one's like Panzer Dragoon Saga because that's a game that I will never be able to purchase again.
Or, like me, I'll go look at the Dreamcast stuff and be like, I haven't played this in like 4, 5, or 6 years.
Yeah.
Do I want to sell it? And then look how much I paid for it 10 years ago. I'm like, that was $20. How much is it worth now? I'm like, if I sell this, I'm never buying this back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've
spent like $200.
I have owned that copy, that specific copy of Panzer Dragoon for almost 30 years now, and it's like 25 years, and I bought it for $50 back in the day, and it's like, nope, I'm not letting it go because unless it's a dire emergency that I have to have $1,500 in a hurry, then I'll let it go. But, you know, but that's going to have to be something like a medical emergency that I'm going to have a leg amputated if I don't.
John, this leg or your Panzer Dragoon? He's like,
well, I guess I'll have to.
We compromise?
I guess I'll have to give up that leg. I'll still was it?
It'd be the
arm, like what's his name, Virgil in Tombstone. Well, Ellie, at least I still got one good arm to hold you with.
I just watched that movie last night. I love that movie. It's so good.
Yeah, now that we got the new, we bought the new a new projector for down here.
Oh, really?
I've really been wanting to go back and watch a lot of movies because this one's a real nice 4K projector. It's got a picture on it that's so good that I would almost say I would get rid of my television for it, and just use the projector exclusively as a television. That's how good of a picture it's got on it. So there's a lot of movies that I just want to go back and watch. You know, I pulled up Lord of the Rings, pulled up Star Wars, pulled up, you know, Ghostbusters, pulled up stuff like that just to try it out. And it's like, oh, now I want to sit down here and just watch movies all the time. But, you know, don't have time to do that either. So someday when I retire, I will have time to do what I want to do. And by that time, I'll probably, you know, retire at the age of, ripe old age of 80 and sit down to play a game and have a heart attack and die.
Yeah. Or you go back to play it and you're like, it just doesn't, I don't care anymore. Or it just doesn't scratch the itch anymore. That's my problem, is I look at all that stuff behind and I think about how, you know, nobody can see it except for us. But I think about how, when am I going to play that? What's the long-term plan? That's why I sold off all the GameCube stuff I had the last several years. I had like a handful of games I want to play, and I'm like, I have them on other systems. Just goodbye.
Yeah, I know. And like GameCube's one I haven't decided to let go of yet. I mean, I have, you know, I have a lot of really the more expensive GameCube games. And I didn't intend to have expensive GameCube games. They just became expensive. You know, it was. You know,
or like, John's seen it, but that chainsaw controller, top shelf behind me.
Yeah.
So I looked the other day. I was curious. I was like, all right, 3 or 4 years ago, Resident Evil Chainsaw Controller, we were looking at maybe $150. I think I paid $80 or $70 for it from a friend in Portland. He picked it up, held it for me till I could get down to my parents and get it. $3 to $350 right now.
Wow, I didn't realize but those would
jump. I'm looking
so
at that,
much.
And I'm like, I don't want to ship that thing because that box is very flimsy and it will blow apart.
Yeah, that's where. But you live in a good area where you could probably sell it to somebody,
somebody
locally, and they would pay.
Yeah, Seattle,
for
and there's plenty of other retro gamers just in my part of Eastern Washington. So I already had an offer from a guy I know. Actually, I lives like 10 minutes away from me, and he's like,
"See, that's the nice thing, like, is you live in a really good area." I think if I lived in the area that you lived in, and I put up my collection for my NES and Super NES collection for $5,000, I think it'd be going like that.
We have put up one of my yard sale buddies. He's picked up tons of like portable, like, you know, 3DS, DS games. And one time, one of the guys drove over from Portland, spent like $3,000, bought all of his stuff. So it's only 3 hours. There's enough stores over there, or Seattle, 3.5 hours. They come over, they'll buy. I mean, if there's enough interest, and you gotta have, obviously, gotta have the good stuff. Gotta have a lot of. One of the other stores came over and bought a big lot. I'm sure I told you the story. They agreed on a price. She came over. They were late. They told him like 10 o'clock or 11, and he stayed, took the whole day off. They weren't there till like 4 o'clock.
Oh, geez.
He didn't want to spend 3 hours going through stuff. He's like, I got to get my kids to bed. I got to work tomorrow. And they like complained about some of the stuff. And he's like, you saw all the pictures. I felt like he got the short end of the stick on that deal just because.
Yeah, and they probably
around for them, and there's a decent sized store. Yeah, it was.
The reason they did it was they were going to try to work him over. You know, they were going to
you had like 4 Saturns, but I only want to see 3, and this one looks like it got broke. So, you know, let's talk the price down.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. You know, it's like, if somebody wants to buy my stuff, then fine, I'll sell it to them. But I'm not desperate enough. You know, I'm not desperate to get rid of it. So it's like, okay, I'll entertain people's offers, but you know, this is how much I want. If you want it, this is how much it's going to take to get it. If not, I don't care. I'll still hang on to it. It'll sit right there on the shelf and keep collecting dust.
We got distracted by Fallout and one of the only thing I have been playing recently, I've been playing more Helldivers 2. I have a couple of friends that have it now on PC.
Yeah,
been playing crossplay, has been working great.
Really, that's good.
It's fantastic. The exosuit that everybody really wants to get level 25, it's not that. It's okay. But some of the other weapons, once you discover kind of what you want to run with, that's like a secondary weapon, like grenade launcher, or maybe you want to use the quasar cannon or one of the other cool big guns.
Yeah.
You just get used to, or the auto cannon. It's been fun. We've bumped up the difficulty. It's been fun. 3 to 4 man squad. couple hours, you can really do some damage. It's been fun. I hope they keep adding to the game, and I haven't really noticed any server issues or anything. Game plays well. Crossplay is great.
Well, it seems to be a big hit for Sony, and that's what they want. You know, they want the, you know, they want that Destiny-like, you know, play, you know, pay to play or pay whatever, whatever you call it, I forget, game. You know, that's what they want. So I figure unless things drop off dramatically, you know, they'll probably support it for a good while. I mean, and this one seems to be critically, and you know, the fans seem to like it a lot. So where the other one was, I mean, it wasn't a bad game, but I don't think it was quite as popular as it is now. But it was a different style, so you know that plays a lot into it. But I've thought about getting it a couple times, and then I'm like, am I going to have time to ever do anything in it? No. It's like, so I just, you know, I let it go. But it does look cool, though. It does look like a good time. So, Nathaniel, what have you been playing?
Playing just two games, even though we've had like a little bit of extra time since the last show.
Yeah.
I bought Final Fantasy VII Remake on Steam because they had it on sale, and it's like everyone's talking about like the new one. I was like, okay, well, let me give Final Fantasy VII Remake an actual shot this time, because I played it on like PlayStation Plus for like half the tutorial and quit. It just wasn't in the mood for that kind of game at the time.
Yeah, I get that.
Didn't realize it until I started playing. I was like, okay, whatever. And I don't know. Final Fantasy VII Remake is the closest I've ever come to finishing a Final Fantasy game.
Okay.
But I don't think it's the one that I've enjoyed the most either. It's weird. Like, I got to like the final boss of the game and then quit when like it killed me. Like, because it has like the end of the game have like a big, big boss fight, and then it's sort of like it branches off, and then you have like, oh, here's a new boss fight that has many stages, and it gets to stage 3, and it's not like it's particularly difficult or anything.
Right.
And I die in stage 3, and then it starts me over at stage 1. And I'm just like, no, I hate that trope. I'm done. I don't need to finish this. Sucks. So sorry, Final Fantasy VII Remake. You're not getting finished. And plus, at that point, I've been playing the game, and maybe about like 2/3 of the way through, I just was playing it because I didn't have anything else to play, and I was like, well, I don't know, I'll just keep going with it, sure. But I wasn't really enjoying it all that much anymore, because it's kind of got like a little bit old for me. And so, like, when that happened, it's just like, yeah, no, I'm done. I don't need to finish it, even though I'm like right here at the end. It's like there's like a cut scene or two after that, and then the game's over. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll YouTube it.
Yeah,
I mean,
if honestly, I really want to know.
Because, like, it wasn't like the boss fight was all that fun to play or anything better or different than the rest of it. It was just like, okay, I've already had enough of this game. I'm just done with it. But up to that point, it was fun. I don't know. It's a lot of corridors, so I think that maybe Rebirth I might enjoy a little bit better from hearing about how it has all the wider open areas.
Yeah.
To kind of play in a little bit more, whereas Remake is very much just like, here's corridor, here's a corridor, here's like a tiny hub town. There's like a couple tiny hub towns that you go through where the shops are and stuff that you like end up going back to. But the story itself is all very linear. Like, okay, now we're going through this thing. Now you get to a hub town. Okay, here's a bunch of side quest thingies that you can do while you're here. And then you can go off on the story again and walking down some corridors with some nice junk, and or you're walking down a sewer, or you're walking in like some, you know, whatever. It's always a corridor. Even if you're outside, it's a corridor.
Well, and that was kind of the way the original, you know, Final Fantasy VII was.
Yeah,
it was, and I think they tried to adhere to that in that one, and it, I don't know, it seems like it would be bland after a while, but I mean,
it's fine. It's just, I don't know. The thing about Final Fantasy VII Remake, which I never played the original, so I can't compare it, that like, it looks pretty enough, it's fine. The combat is fun to play when it's you kind of get the hang of like, okay, this is how it works or whatever. But like, the writing sucks. It is a terribly written game. There's so much stuff that happens. You're just like, why did you have the character say that? Why did you just spend a cutscene that literally like didn't matter, and there was no reason to just stop me? And it does the stupid JRPG thing. I mean, other games do it too, but where it's just like, have a cutscene, walk 10 feet, have another cutscene. Yeah, it's just like, what? You didn't need to do that. So there's a lot of the game that I think you could probably take Final Fantasy VII Remake and cut it in half and be a much better game because it would waste a lot less of your time.
Yeah.
I get why, because it's such a beloved game. We want to throw as much stuff in it and then as we can so that everybody's like, ooh, cool, like, here's this Final Fantasy VII. Look at it, as awesome as I could have imagined it when I was growing up. But whatever. I get why they do that, but it's just like sometimes you got to cut stuff so that the whole is a little bit better.
Right.
Because there's a lot of times through that game where it's just like, you're just kind of wasting my time. I'm just kind of like doing this to do it, but there's not really much reason. There was one part in the middle of the game that really annoyed me because you're like, here, start this quest. Okay. Now you have to go to do the next thing. You have to run like all the way across the map and get over to this other place. And as soon as you get there, they're like, hey, okay, now you have to go all the way back to the thing. And at that point in the game, you don't have fast travel or anything. So right. You have to run all the way back and forth. And you're just like, come on, why did you make me do that for literally like just go over there and like talk to an NPC just to turn around and go back? It's like, why?
Because they needed but, filler.
I guess I don't even remember at this point because it's been a while if that was a main quest or not. I mean I guess it had to be because all of, like the side quest stuff is usually more contained to the area,
right?
Just because of how that they work in that game. But yeah, I don't. I do like the combat. The combat's fun in that game and fairly flashy and stuff. I don't know if I like the combat in it better than 16 or if I like 16 better or if they're about the same, just different as far as how much I enjoy it. I don't know. I'd have to play them back to back to compare them because it's been enough time in between. I'm not like a huge Final Fantasy person either, so it's kind of like take it or leave it. It's whatever. Not like some of the other people that we know.
I can't imagine who you're talking
Final
about.
Final Fantasy game, and I know all the things.
I have played all of them up till 14. Yeah, 14. I bought Remake, but I haven't played it yet. Because I think I bought it on sale about the same time you did. I just hadn't played it because it was relatively cheaper than it had been in quite ever. So it was like, okay, now's the time to go ahead and buy it.
I was enjoying it well enough, but then, like, there's parts of the game I didn't enjoy as much just because Barret was around, and I hate Barret so much with the fiery passion. That character is the worst. He's stupid. He's written terribly. We're trying to be stealthy and, like, on a sort of stealth mission, and he's running off trying to yell and scream and shoot things with his stupid gun arm every single second. You're just, like, to the point where some points in the game, even the other character's like, dude, what are you doing? And it's just like, I hate him so much. He's just the loud character, and that seems to be about all he is to me. So, spoilers for the end of Final Fantasy VII Remake and wherever the heck it would have shown up in the original game. I have no idea. So, like, the whole game, it won't be spoilers just yet, but we're leading up into spoilers. The whole game, you're fighting against this, like, corporation thingy, and you're breaking in to their kind of headquarters towards the end of Remake. And you go through this whole thing, and then you get kind of to the top of it, and Barret gets stabbed through the chest with a sword, and looks like he's dead. And I cheered, because I hated him so much. Then you go, and you have, like, you know, some cutscenes and a fight that's, like, kind of in your mind or whatever. It's like all the characters are they're hallucinating or whatever. You know, the explanation is like they're still in the same place, but we're fighting this fight. You finish it, you come out of the illusion, and then, you know, some stuff happens, and then, like, they bring Barret back with some stupid mumbo jumbo nonsense. I'm just like, but why? I yelled. I was like, no, he was dead. It was good. Why? I was very upset. Because I was like, oh, hey, cool, that character I didn't like. Hey, now he's, oh, never mind. They just immediately took him back. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So I'm assuming
and then you were done. You were done after that. You're like, no more.
No, there's more stuff after that that I played. Because, like, after that, you go and you fight, like, the big kind of, like, giant boss thingy. And it's like, oh, it's a cool, like, I don't know, elemental something or blah, 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 whatever it is. And then after that, you fight more like human size, like enemy who is like the big bad whatever of all of Final Fantasy VII. That it, like, I've heard the name Sephiroth before, even though I've never played Final Fantasy VII because, you know, osmosis and everything over the years.
Right.
So, like, you fight him, and that's where I quit. After, like, stage three of that fight, and he killed me, and he'd start over at the very beginning of the fight. I was like, this isn't fun. It's just tedious. I'm done. I don't need to do all that, like, 15, 20 minutes, whatever. It was probably even less than that, but it felt that long.
Yeah.
Again. So I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm done with it. So, I don't know, maybe with enough time passing and then whenever Rebirth finally comes out on PC, maybe I'll give that one a shot too. But I will, if there's any choice for who you're going to bring with you, which there isn't really in 7, it just kind of shuffles up the party every once in a while. You don't really choose who's with you. I will never take Barrett out. I'll take other people, but not him. Like, everyone else is fine. Barrett. Like, they're kind of like, you know, okay, you're not anything really special because you're just, like, the trope. And maybe at the time when Final Fantasy VII came out, you weren't as much of a trope. And, like, now it just feels trophy because it's been so, it's so, like, old or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but they can't really exactly change it. I don't know, but I'm like, yeah, it's fine. You're this kind of JRPG character, and you're that kind of JRPG character. I get it.
Yep, I understand.
So, yeah, like, it's fine, but I don't know. It didn't turn me into, like, the biggest Final Fantasy nut either. It was just kind of like, I need something to play. I played it. Played it longer, probably, than I really wanted to, but it was good.
Yeah, well, cool.
The other game I started playing after that was Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Cool.
And yet it's like it's awesome despite itself in some ways.
Okay.
So yeah, performance still not great. And then the storytelling in the game, not great. It's not terrible. A lot of it's just kind of like it's fine. But like the combat and the questing and the exploration and all of that stuff in the game is awesome. Like,
yeah.
They do a great job with all of that. So that's what I'm really enjoying is just running around and killing the monsters and doing things. I started as a thief in the game. Mm. I've leveled it up to, I think, level 7 out of 9, 10, whatever it is for the different vocations.
Mm.
And my character level is 20-something at this point. And then I had my main pawn that stays with me is started out as, like, the sword and shield. And then when I unlocked the warrior with where you could have, like, the great sword, I switched her over to that. And it's awesome because small enemies go flying sometimes. It's just the different moves that the giant greatsword class has. And then I've been for the, you know, temporary ones that you get from Rift Stones, the other two companions you can get. I've been usually doing kind of like wizards and stuff. So I have healers and just different magic things. And having two wizards, or you get like a sorcerer in the mix, there's just so many like particles and explosions and like stuff going around, and it took me a bit to realize what was going on. The first time I got a sorcerer, they had a meteor spell, so it's just like it takes a long time to cast, and so I'm not paying attention because I'm just like climbing on the back of like this cyclops thingy trying to stab it in the head with my little daggers, and then all of a sudden just like everything, literally my entire screen is exploding like multiple times with like, what is going on? Yeah. And then, like, looking into it later, it's like, oh, you have a spell called that does meteors. Great. That, okay. At least I know what's going on now. I didn't know there was some other thing had shown up or what.
I just knew it wasn't hurting me. That's all.
Yeah. It's like, this is just very loud right now. I don't know why. But yeah, so like, I've done kind of like, I would say the first, well, I don't even know because I don't know anything about like the whole game, but like the first arc, I guess, of the story. Because when you start out, you're like have a little tutorial and then you end up in a corner of the map, do a few quests, and then you end up at kind of like a city. Hmm. And like you're in and around and traveling out of that city for a while. And then now I've just got like, finished the story up to a point that's like, oh, you should travel to this other city that's like way far over there. So that's I'm in the middle of traveling from one to the other. It takes time because I'm doing it on foot. Gosh darn it.
Oh,
I'm ride those stupid ox carts. I'm going to walk and stab things and pick up flowers on the way.
Yeah, that's how you level up is you walk it. You know.
So yeah, it's got a lot of stuff similar to Dragon's Dogma 1, but they can do it better now than they could in 2000, whatever that game came out, like, what was that?
That's been 10, a while.
12 years ago? It's an old game. And, yeah. Like, Dragon's Dogma 1, I've played some of a couple of times, but I never finished that one. This one, I don't know. We'll see if I finish it or not. I don't know how long it is, but I'm still having a lot of fun with it. And I'll play a few of the other classes. I just started today trying to do the archer class because I wanted to switch to, like, okay, I've been, like, up close, stabby. Let's get farther back and where you have to shoot things. So I've been doing that for a little bit, but I haven't played that one nearly as much as I had the other one. The ones with the thief with the daggers is so much fun because one of the first, in fact, I think it's the weapon ability that you start with on that vocation that you don't have to unlock. It's a thing where you just, like, start dashing across, like, the field or wherever you're at, and, like, as soon as you hit an enemy, you slash them and kind of keep going, but if you keep hitting the button, you'll return. Uh-huh. And so you can just, like, go through a bunch of enemies like a Cuisinart. You're just, like, blending them while you're not just, like, shoot everywhere. And unless you run out of stamina, you're just, like, running around everywhere. So you could do lots of hits. Wow. And it's really, really fun.
I was wondering about the game. I didn't realize it had come out. I thought it wasn't coming out for another couple months, but
no, it came out the end of March, so it's been out for about 3-ish weeks.
Yeah,
maybe
okay.
Something like that. Maybe a little bit longer. I can't remember which day it actually came out. It came out the same day, the Rise of Ronin whatever game came out the same day as Dragon's Dogma, and everyone forgot about that one coming out because it didn't get reviewed well, and Dragon's Dogma has been, like, pretty well reviewed other than, like, performance is not great. So, like, the Steam reviews you'll see is kind of, like, mixed, but it's mostly because, like, this game doesn't perform well. For my computer, it runs okay. It's definitely when you're in the city is it's way worse if you're out in the wilderness. So I'm out in the wilderness on my computer, which isn't, you know, cutting edge or anything anymore. It's like I'm getting probably 60 to 80, depending on where I'm at. And then in the city, I'm between 30 and 40. Sometimes I'll dip under 30 a little bit. Yeah. It's all CPU, from reading into it, it's all a lot of, like, CPU processing bottleneck versus, like, your graphics cards. So that's why a lot of people who have, like, the newest, greatest graphics cards and all that stuff and still even have faster processors, it's just the game itself is not super optimized. NPC simulations and other things that are going on, which means that when you're in the city, there's a lot more of that than when you're just out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Makes sense. But
so your frame rate tanks down a bit. It's still playable, though, so it's, like, fine. I can go and, like, go to the shop and sell all my extra junk and upgrade my weapons and go pick up a quest and, like, sneak into the castle wearing my guard uniform so they don't stop me. Well, that's only at night, but yeah, it's like there's some pretty fun stuff in there.
Yeah, it looks super cool. I'm very interested. I like the original one, and that was 2012. I didn't realize it had been that long ago. Yeah. It'd been a while.
If you like the original Dragon's Dogma, you'll probably like this one. The funny thing is, and after looking to it, I think it changes, but, like, when you're playing the game, it just says Dragon's Dogma on the title screen. And when you start the game, it just says Dragon's Dogma as the title card at the beginning of the game. And I think that once you hit end game, that's when it finally puts a 2 on it, from what I've heard.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I just thought it was funny. It's like, okay, yeah, even there, they're like, this is just Dragon's Dogma. It's a reboot or something, would be my guess. Because it's like, I'm sure there's some stuff in there that's references to the first game or just, you know, the lore that's kind of shared. You'll know, like, all about what the dragon and all that stuff is about. But
yeah.
Very much as a game that, like, you could just play Dragon's Dogma 2 without having played the other one and probably be fine. You just have a little bit more of a learning curve of how does this game work, because it's very much its own unique mix of a bunch of different weird things.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of, like, Capcom, like, the Monster Hunter in there a little bit. You got a little, you know, your classic RPG questing kind of stuff in there. You got some action game stuff mixed in a little bit. You got the unique kind of like pawn system that they have in there. That's pretty much just Dragon's Dogma and how it works. They have a thing this time around called, was it Dragon Rot, I think is what it's called. That, so like your pawn companion thing will go off into the rift and travel with other people and come back with knowledge so that they know where treasure chests and other things are, or where quest destinations are that you might not have done yet because they went and did it with somebody else.
Mm.
But every time that they travel out, there's a chance they'll like catch this disease called Dragon Rot. And then like the ones that you hire can also have it. So when you're hiring ones, like they can have it. So I've seen it once and I didn't let it go. Very long. They start acting erratic, so they won't do some of the things you say. They'll be a little more antagonistic. And eventually, their eyes are glowing red, and like if you let it go too long, they start murdering everyone.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
So when they start acting crazy, I'm like, all right, you're one I can dismiss. If it's yours that gets it, I think the only solution is you have to kill them or something or other. I have to look it up just in case it happens to mine. It hasn't yet. But yeah, there's all sorts of just fun kind of emergent gameplay stuff that happened there just from all the different systems like you'd have in any other open world kind of game. There was one point where I think it was a Cyclops or an Ogre somehow made it in town, so I was fighting them in the market square. That was fun and unexpected one time. Oh, I was just going to go to the shop, but hey, I'll go kill this thing and so it doesn't murder everyone. That's fun.
Yeah. While I'm on my way to the shop.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun level design stuff, too, in the cities, especially where there's a lot of kind of like hidden pathways or things you can get up onto a rooftop and get over here, and then you'll find different treasure chests and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kind of verticality. There we go. That's what I was looking for, that they've paid attention to in the game. There's a fun thing where I was out questing and the main city has a big aqueduct that goes out, you know, however long out of the city. So I was like up around the end of it where it runs into a mountain. There's a way to get up on top of it. And I walked all the way back down it into the city. And at the very end, there's like a treasure chest or something that was the only way you could get to it, is if you're like way outside the city, you climb on this thing and said like, you know, I'm just keep walking on this aqueduct for no reason. And then you eventually get there back into the city and like, oh, hey, that's how you could get up there. That's fun.
Yeah, I like doing stuff like that in games.
So like it's very much rewards kind of some exploration of like, oh, hey, look, here's this treasure chest around a corner that you didn't find. Or, hey, here's one that like this pawn hires is like, hey, man, I know there's a treasure chest around here. Do you want me to lead to it? And you hit like the button for go, and then they'll like lead you to this treasure chest that's kind of like off way in this little corner that you might not have seen. And then the fun thing they'll say every once in a while is just like, oh, hey, my master hasn't done this. I'll have to let them know when I go back. So if you like find a treasure chest that their player had not yet, then there's a chance when they're running around that area, their pawn will be like, hey, there's a treasure chest I found when I was out adventuring. Do you want me to lead you to it? Sometimes it's annoying. You're like, no, come back. I'm not trying to do the quest right now. I'm just going out to like get some materials. Leave me alone. Don't lead me to wherever you're trying to go. Most of the time it's fun. It's unique. It's a little bit like, apparently they're going to put a patch out here and then before the end of the month is going to lower the amount of times that they talk, which I like. But having played the original game enough, I know that they already speak less than they did in that game, because that was one of the things that I loved about the first one. It's like, they just never shut up. And here they shut up a little bit. So, like, it's not all the time, but they do talk a lot. So I think if they'd had a setting that'd be like a slider or something. If you want your pawns to talk a lot, slide it over here. If you want them to talk like almost never, slide it here. That'd be great. I don't know if that's what they plan to do or not, but I just remember reading a thing about today of what they're planning to do in the next patch, which is coming out in the next couple weeks or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. There's some games that's just like, just turn the talking. I don't need you to talk all the time. Thank you, please.
I mean, it's part of the actual thing, because they don't really do quest markers in the same way. Like, you do get some, but there's a lot of times where it's just like they want you to use the pawns to lead you to different places too. So it's part of how you're supposed to play it a little bit, or just a way to play it. But there's some times where it's just like you walk through town and like, hey, there's a ladder over there. Like, yes, it's the same ladder that we've seen a dozen times already, guys. Just calm down.
Take a pill. It'll be okay.
I've even climbed on that ladder, so maybe, just maybe, you can be quiet about it.
Yeah, just do me a favor and shut up.
Hey, there's a ladder. Mayhaps we should check it out and see where it goes.
Mayhaps.
I know, like, I've seen it already. Like,
I tell you what, why don't you go check out where it goes, and I'll go over here.
And then you jump across to the other roof, and then when you go up there, there's some treasure chests, and you can see them from the ground and see that they're open. I've already done them. Like, all right, guys. See, we did it. Did it already.
Gosh, that drives me crazy when games do that.
So yeah, it's a game that I'm really enjoying. I could see how some people might not, depending on how much of the different systems or different parts of the game you prioritize. So if you really want like a game with like a really good story or whatever, Dragon's Dogma 2 is not it. It's got a serviceable story so far. It's okay, but that's not really why you're playing the game. But yeah, a lot of the other stuff is really cool, but also like if bad performance bothers you, then wait till they patch it. probably even more than once, because it's like enough, like I'm enjoying it, but there's some times where it definitely chugs enough where I'm just like, oh man, I wish this was better.
Yeah. The graphics look awesome. The cutscenes and stuff that I've seen of it. The
cutscenes look pretty good. The main game, like all the environments look good. The character models usually look pretty decent. Like it's got a pretty good lighting system too. Especially if you have like ray tracing turned on, and it's not like a ray tracing mode that's like super bogs anything down. I think it's just doing some shadows for the ray tracing, although I could be wrong about that. I don't think it does anything else. But yeah, it's a pretty good looking game. It's not the best looking game I've ever played, but you know, yeah, still pretty good. Definitely better looking than the last Dragon's Dogma game, just because, you know, you'd hope so after 12 years that they can be better.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's it's been a while, PS3 360 era.
Yeah, so I'll definitely be playing more of that.
Cool.
But, you know, those two games are the only ones I've been playing, mostly because Dragon's Dogma got its hooks into me.
Yeah, that's good. Played.
Let's see, Steam says I've played it for 24 hours.
So oh, far. Wow, okay, yeah, that's pretty good then. Yeah, you must like it if you played it then.
yeah, and there's still a lot of the map that I haven't seen. There's probably maybe 20 to 25% maybe that I've explored, probably less than that. I don't know, it's a pretty big map.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely pick it up at some point. I'm interested for sure. Not a lot of news to talk about. Kind of a quiet time. I did put a link to the Star Wars Outlaw story trailer that came out last week or something like that. Did you guys watch the story trailer?
I'm not clicking on it.
I'm definitely interested in it. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of controversy because one of the pre-order things was something about the Jabba the Hutt quest or something like that. But Ubisoft came out and said, no, it's available to everybody. You just get it early if you pre-order it or something like that. So.
Oh, what I had heard that. Like, that's not the only time you interact with Jabba, but it's still a pre-order thing.
Boy.
I don't know. I'm more annoyed at just, like, it's the same kind of pre-order nonsense that we see all the time from Ubisoft and, like, everyone else from big games. It's just like, hey, pay $70. And if you want some, like, a couple of skins and, like, a couple other things here that are worth, like, maybe $1 each, pay an extra like $30, and then if you want even more of those, pay an extra $30 more or whatever it is on top of that again. It's like, guys, if you want me to pay that much more, make it worth it.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know if it's going to be on Steam day one. They have not said, so I'm guessing it's going to be only on the Ubisoft store. I hope not. I hope a game like that will be day one on Steam as well. I would think a Star Wars game, you would want that on every platform that you can get it on. So,
yeah, I didn't watch the trailer because I'm already sold on it. So, like, I want to experience the story in the game. I don't need to be sold more on it. So, I'll just
It really didn't give away a whole lot.
I clicked onto the trailer link for YouTube or whatever when it came out and didn't hit the play button just so I could see in the description if they had like a release date, and they did. It's like August 30th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's August. Yeah, it's the end of August, something like that. So that's
as of right now,
that's my anticipated game.
What's funny is actually I won a free copy of a game. They're like, you can pick. This is a random contest. Someone like, you can pick something out now. Pick something out coming out. I was like, I'll take the Star Wars game because my want list for stuff that had just come out. I was like, well, there ain't much that I'm really interested in, but I'll take that. Like, okay,
I'm definitely gonna pick that.
I was hoping it was gonna be multiplayer, like, but I'm cool with a single player game again. But.
Yeah, I like a good open. I want a good open world single player Star Wars game. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, like we've had too much, like, or well, not too much, but enough like multiplayer Star Wars stuff, and then we've had like a couple of like single player ones in the Jedi games. But it's like I want. I don't know. I don't care about multiplayer stuff for Star Wars, especially just like just do cool stories in Star Wars. That's what,
I think
works better. Like there's nothing wrong with Battlefront, but it's just like okay, it's just the same game that you can play elsewhere with a Star Wars skin on it for the most part. Yeah. Whereas you know if you're doing a specific story Star Wars game, you can do a lot more with it.
Yeah. I'm all in. So. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 was announced. I hadn't seen that yet. So I noticed the headline says it will be twice as big as the original. I'm like,
I mean, that's
crap.
A whole lot of stuff with the studio head or whoever just like trying to hype it up by all these different things, but I can kind of believe it because the original game had a smaller team, and then like since then they've added, they're like a big studio since, because that one came out in 2018, so 6 years ago that the first game came out. And based on the trailer, I was like, yep, they've upgraded like how it looks for sure. The combat from what little gameplay like clips they have looks like it's, you know, the same system. I'm sure they've expanded on it, but that's a good thing because it's unique and it was fun. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Hopefully it'll turn out to be good. But yeah, the first one was fun, so I'm hoping the sequel will be.
I'm sure it will be. It does. It looks really cool. And I liked the first one a lot. It was really, you know, it was really different.
It's the same character. I'm sure there's probably some of the same side characters, but I think that the place you're in is different or whatever than the first game. So. Yeah.
I'm surprised it's targeted for this year. I really am. I figured it would be a 2025 or 2026 game.
I mean, it still could be 2025 because like I wouldn't have asked it to be delayed. But I think it's just one where like they could afford to just not talk about it until like, hey, here it is, right? And like a lot of other games just don't ever do that.
Yeah, and I would prefer
like, oh, hey, here's a trailer. This game's coming out in 4 years.
Yeah. See, and I don't need that. Just you know, wait till you know, a year, 6 months till the game's, you know, you figure the game's gonna come out. Let me know then. And I'm fine with that. You know, then I get my hopes up, and then you delay it three times, and then you know, it's just...
or like you know, Bethesda's like, hey, we're making an Elder Scrolls game. We made a logo for it, and then they haven't even started really working on it till like. Now.
Yeah. And you don't need to tell me that. I know.
and then like it's gonna come out in like however many years and then the next Fallout game will come out like after that. But like even Elder Scrolls 6 or whatever, it's gonna be many years till we get to that. Like they're so slow with putting stuff together because they try to make such huge worlds and whatnot, which is what we like about those games, but it's like just go away and then come back for a while. We don't need you to give us a logo, which I'm sure probably they are also like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have said Elder Scrolls 6 just yet and just like have people assume it. And then when we actually have something to show instead of just a logo, maybe that's when you show it. When you have something.
I don't know. I always assume that Bethesda's working on the next Fallout and the next Elder Scrolls. You don't have to tell me. I mean...
They've been doing those for forever now, ever since they like added Fallout when they started with Fallout 3. It's just like, all right, we're going back and forth until Starfield came along. Those were the two like franchises they were working on.
Yeah.
Hey,
I hope, however, that since Microsoft kind of like owns them now, like hopefully that means they also have like they could put other studios on some of those franchises.
I hope
so like, hey, we could get another Fallout game of some type before, you know, 2050 or whenever the heck Bethesda Studios would get around.
Yeah, especially now that the show is very popular, you know, and received very well. Point, you would like to have a.
If they're not already working on something, and they were starting right now, they still wouldn't get it out before like season two of the show, and season two of the show is still gonna take a while. But games take longer, so. Yeah. Who knows when, like, I think that they weren't expecting it to be quite as popular as it's turned out to be. And also, I think, they just didn't plan to try and capitalize on it so much as they could have, which is fine. You don't have to.
Yeah. Well, and I went in with very low expectations of the show. I've only watched the first episode, so, you know, I can't say as the overall series, but the first episode I watched it the night it came out, and I texted messaged everybody in the Discord. I was like, this is actually really, really good. I'm very, very surprised.
I mean, I would say, it's as good. Well, for me, I think I'm probably the only fan. I would say it's as good as I think it's as good as The Last of Us TV show or adaptation of a video game. You know, taking what the video game is and putting it to a TV show, that's pretty good. They have done a fantastic job. They have done their research. Not like all right,
they've nailed the humor. They've nailed the action.
It's like two things. One, you can tell that they are very knowledgeable about like the Fallout universe and that they like. But two, they also know how to tell stories and make a good TV show. And that's something that like some other attempts haven't done, but like I would say, it's very different from The Last of Us, but I'd say it's just as successful at taking the what the game and the vibe of the game and everything that it's about and turning it into a TV show. But because Fallout is a very different kind of game than The Last of Us, they pretty much are like, oh hey, will you just take this story and do it in TV? Make a few changes, great. With Fallout, they're just doing basically like, okay, what would be the plot of a new Fallout game, but let's do it as a TV show instead. That's kind of what the Fallout TV show is. Because it's like, you very much have like all the different mainline Fallout games. It's like, all right, we got a new place that we're going to be, and we're going to have a new character that like you're going to run around the wasteland doing whatever, and you can choose to be these different kinds of things. And so like the TV show kind of has like the three main characters that are almost like each one of these could have been a player character, but because it's a TV show, we can't do it that way. But it's all very, very much getting the different flavors that you would from a Fallout game.
Yeah. Well, and I think not only they nail the humor and the action, but like even the music, that's like what you hear in the game, it's like really sets up a lot of atmosphere,
it's half of the songs that they pick have been used in either a Fallout game or in a Fallout like trailer. And then the other half are just the same style of music. And then, of course, like the score parts that aren't like songs is also very well done. So, they nailed it very much with, just how it sounds, how it looks, how everyone acts, like the costumes, the sets and everything. Yeah. Nailed the feel and the vibe of Fallout.
Yeah, it really does. The reason I haven't watched any more of it is because I want to watch the first episode, see if Nikki wants to watch it. She knows nothing about Fallout. She knows nothing about any of that. And she's not usually one on mindless gore. And this one doesn't have the mindless gore, but, it's like, it's got gore.
It's not
gore.
Mindless, but it's got some gore in there.
Yeah. It's got gore in it. So I'm going to watch the first episode with her and see what she thinks. And then if she doesn't like it, then I'm going to finish it up this week.
Much like what you'd find in a Fallout game, like Gore Levoise. There's even a couple in like later episode, there's a few slow-mo shots that are just like, oh, that's you just doing what would happen in the VATS system in a Fallout game, just as a slow motion shot in the TV show.
Yeah, my wife doesn't know very much about Fallout at all, and she couldn't. She's like, let's watch more. I'm like, all right. Like this.
Yeah. I am glad they released all the episodes at one time. I do like that. A lot of people, what's funny is when they do that, when some shows only do them week to week, everybody complains, "Oh, they need to release them all at once." And then when other shows release them all at once, people complain, "Oh, they really should go week to week with this."
Well,
it's like,
that's a different group of people though. So like no matter what you do, someone's going to complain because of course it's like a huge group of people. You can't please everyone. I think for me, it depends on the show, on whether I'd rather have it week to week or have it all at once. And I think this is one that, if it was, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do this, season two will be week to week. But because it's sort of like a new, unproven franchise for, you know, a TV show or whatever, that it's also because it's a video game adaptation and we've only had a few recently that are good, that like they're trying to be like, no, we're going to put it all out there so that like all the fans can watch it and start gushing over it. And it's worked, so.
Well, I mean, well, I like The Witcher. I know some people have very strong opinions about it, but I thought it was at least
not a video game adaptation.
Okay. No, that's a book adaptation. There we go. Yeah, that's not.
I'm trying to think. What else did they come out? What else has come out in the last 5 years? It's so forgettable.
For like video game adaptations?
Yeah.
Well, it's like The Last of Us, the Halo TV show that almost no one likes. There's the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
There's all the Sonic movies.
Yeah, there's a Sonic TV show with Knuckles in it. I keep seeing the commercials for it on Paramount Plus. Which, I watched the Halo series. It was okay. It wasn't, I'm not going to say it was great, but I mean, it was fine for what it was. I watched it. I liked it. Will I watch it again? No. Fallout? Yeah, I'd probably go back and watch it again,
It's, Fallout has got a lot of stuff that would make it fun to rewatch. Even if it's just to see Walton Goggins all the time, because he's definitely having a ton of fun.
He is,
he is.
He's doing a great job.
All of them are.
Yeah, there's fun little Easter eggs in it, too, if you're a fan of the games and things. Little things, you're going to go, ooh, that's a cool noise, do it again. Or, ooh, I know what that is.
Like, hey, that's a cool thing in the background.
My wife thinks it's funny when I'm like, that's from that game. She's like,
yeah.
How many bobbleheads can they sneak in there that you don't notice? Because there's a couple that are like right front and center, but there's a couple that are in the background. They're like, oh, hey, I saw that, but it was only there for a couple seconds. Thing that blew my mind. So the actress who plays Lucy, the Vault Dweller main character, she is the voice of Jinx from Arcane. And I didn't know that until I was like looking up to see if I'd seen her or anything else. I was like, whoa, dude, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, she's really, really good.
All the like the vault, like all that, like the campiness of like the Fallout games, like hi, welcome to the vault life, welcome to 50s culture. Please enjoy your vault rations, have some cram.
Perfect. It looks like 50s, but it's actually the 20 whatever it is.
You've been asleep for 300 years.
Yeah, I like to say and maybe that's what made it better. Why I thought it was so good is like I went in with zero expectations with it.
I went in. I'm like they're either gonna do like a pretty good job or it's gonna be really bad. I was also thinking about that too. I'm like they could really screw this up.
I don't know. I really like Westworld, especially the first couple of seasons. So I was like, they'll be able to nail the vibe of Fallout, especially after seeing like the trailer that came out. I was like, okay, yeah, this is gonna be fun. And it is. It's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
And they just announced the last day or two or something that officially, like, there's a season two coming.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of assuming it, but it's like they've officially said now, so that's awesome.
Yeah. Now, once it comes out, the ratings, everybody liked it. The ratings were high and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just definitely green light a second season, even though they probably were going to go ahead and do it anyway. It's Amazon. I mean,
I'm sure the showrunners had already made some plans or whatever for what they want to do in season two based on how this ends, like the season ends. It's like, okay, yeah, no, like if it ended, it would have been kind of sad, but there's a complete story still, but they left enough couple of dangling threads of like, oh, okay, this is where the story will probably go for season two.
Right.
So now we'll actually get to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I'm like I said, I'm gonna sit down with Nikki tomorrow. She won't watch it before bed because if she does, she'll wake up in the middle of the night. I'll hear yelling and kicking, and I don't want to do that. She does not like to watch stuff like that before she goes to bed because she cannot turn off her brain to go to sleep.
Fair enough. I have a friend that's a huge Fallout fan. He's played all the games. The guy I work with, an associate, and there's a scene later episode that made him very uncomfortable. I'll just say it involves a fork. I don't know if John's seen this. John hasn't got to that scene yet.
A fork?
No, I've only done the first episode.
The first episode has a fork. I don't know what you're talking about later.
fork to the face. Okay, it must be
the first episode. That's the very first episode.
And
he said, he's like, I can't watch it after that. I was like, really? I'm like,
you played dude, that games? Was one of the most awesome things from the I'm whole like first episode.
Yeah. See, well,
he pokes
and
the,
that's
like machine gun and just starts spraying, and it's like one of the coolest looking images from the whole first episode.
So my question is there any animals, specifically dogs, hurt in the entire series? Do you remember? Because if there is, that was where Nikki will draw the line and quit.
Well, he will probably draw the line and quit then.
Okay. All
sort
right.
of. It's kind of yes, but then a no. It's weird.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's all I need to know. I mean, like the first, she really wanted to watch Game of Thrones. I'm like, all right, let's sit down and watch Game of Thrones. And that dead horse at the beginning of it, she was like, no, I changed my mind. I'm out. It's like we didn't even have it on 5 minutes and you already went out. All right. Well, okay. So, you know, I know. What was it? Did either one of you guys watch the... Was it the Super Dog, or it was the animated movie with the Superman's dog Crypto and Batman's dog, and that was the whole thing. Well, Batman's dog gets hit by a car, and this is an animated thing, and it was halfway through the movie, and Nikki went, "Turn it off! I'm not watching any more of it." I'm like, "It's a cartoon dog that got hit by a car, and he didn't even die." She's like, "I don't care. I'm done.
Turn
with
it off. We're done."
And she told her 9-year-old niece, "You didn't tell me dog got hit by a car when you watched it."
What about old school Looney Tunes, where like every single episode is some sort of cartoon?
Oh no, those are different. That's like that's wacky. You know, that's wacky stuff. That's,
sure, but you know, it's still.
I know.
I was just curious, where does she draw the line?
I guess wacky is where she draws the line, I guess. But it's just like, yeah, it was like, well, let's watch Game of Thrones. Okay. Then that dead horse. Nope, I'm done. It's like, all right. Well, that was quick. It's like on Fallout, I'm like, I know he's got that dog. Oh, man, if something happens to that dog, she's gonna quit. But we may not even get that far. We'll see. She may not even get that through the first episode with it. We'll see. Like I say, if she doesn't, then all bets are off and I'm finishing it this week because I've been wanting to watch it. So,
man, it's good stuff, man. I couldn't stop. It was just, I was very happy.
Yeah, I didn't want to stop that. I watched it that night. It was like 10 o'clock. It's like, I really need to go to bed to get up and work.
I'm a little bit behind on X-Men too. I think I'm 1 week behind, but the last week, that was pretty cool. Are you caught up?
I'm not caught up on X-Men yet. No, I'm not. I've heard really good things.
There's like one episode that's kind of like, okay, you watch it, but you're kind of like, really?
I've been watching the final season of Bad Batch, so
I'll get there eventually. I'm in season two.
Yeah,
I'm like Bad Batch. Early part of Bad Batch. Yeah, I like that show, but it's like I've talked before at night. I don't have that much time. I got to pick between gaming, watching shows with the wife, watching shows by myself, or like... doing other stuff, and I'm like, gaming or watching stuff. So
yeah, I watched the first couple.
Sleeping.
That's always a good thing.
Who needs sleep anyway?
I did watch the first couple episodes of X-Men 97, and it's really good. So, and I hear it just keeps getting better and better as you go. So
yeah, the voice actors do a good job. They really, it's cool to see like morph and stuff because, you know, I wasn't really around in the first series in the comics. But it's cool.
Well, he was only in the
animated series. That's right.
Yeah, he was never in the comics. That was just a character they created for the animated series, and then they brought him to comics. So yeah, I mean, he was always a hoot when he was in the original series.
He's
so.
Definitely pretty funny.
Oh, the X-Men version of Harley Quinn, then.
He's just like
she was created for the show, and then they put her in the comics, and like at this point, then she's just like.
There's episodes
where he's just like changing to other things and just harassing people. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is.
Beat himself. It's good times.
It is. There's a plethora of good things out there to watch right now. Which it seems like I say that all the time because it's every year there's something. So, well, anything else we want to talk about before we call it a show? Dennis calling off at the last minute there. That kind of cut it a little short, but that's okay. Things happen. Things, come up. So, should be back in 2 weeks if everybody's going to be around. I don't think. Well, you know what? Let me see where two weeks puts us. Cause
I will be on vacation.
One, two. I will be out of town, so it'll probably be 3 weeks before.
Okay. Probably. Yeah, figure it out as we always do.
Yeah, we will. We'll figure it out as we always do. My niece has I can pull up the calendar right now because we were just talking about that today. We need to, it's the weekend of the 4th.
Calendar check has been brought to you by.
Yeah. my great niece has her first dance recital, so we want to go to Baltimore to see it. So that's going to be on Saturday. That's going to be on Saturday, so we're going to have to pack up and go, which kind of sucks because that's the first week of Lorcana League, but that's okay. I'll skip a week of league to watch my great niece and her dance recital. She'll
there we
very
go.
Happy.
There we go. Exactly. So. You know, hanging out, family, enjoying that time.
Yeah, don't get to hang out a lot with them, so take it when we can. So we got to decide if we're going over Friday or and spend the day, or if we're just going to go over Saturday and spend the night, or what.
Yeah, so, we got vacation planned in early May. Then we got a wedding mid May. Tomorrow and Sunday, I will be running a yard sale, as in a neighborhood yard sale that I put together and did all the promotion for.
Wow. You really wanted to beat yourself up this week.
It's actually not that bad. I had somebody else make the signs. I'm just putting those out, and I'm like one of the first. Our neighborhood has like 300 houses, right? And I'm on the main street, and I'm like 4 houses in. So I'll get hit by everybody. And
be the first.
I invited like a bunch of my friends and bringing all over their stuff, all their gaming stuff, their Star Wars stuff, their collectibles. It's gonna be big. But I spent 2 hours today pricing stuff, and I had a lot of stuff priced before from the trade show in February, but I had to sit there, reprice stuff, look at stuff. Does this work? Do I want to sell this? I'm like, just think about this. If I sell it, I'll buy Fallout stuff. No pops. No Fallout pops. I got rid of all those for a reason because there's a crap ton.
Yeah, there are. Go Target and look in their collector section. Holy crap.
My brother's like, there's like 4 versions of Liberty Prime. And I said, I'm out. Actually, there's 3 versions. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I got 2 of them. Yeah, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, and I still had a few. And they're just, that's so many.
I own 4. 4 pops. That's all I own.
I own 50 maybe? Between my wife and I.
Let's see, I bought 40? Mothman, Fallout Mothman one. I bought a Grogu one.
Grogu!
I bought Goose from Captain Marvel, and we own a Slush Puppy Flocked one, just because I liked Slush Puppies when I was a kid. It's like, I have to have that. So, other than that, that's all the Funko Pops we got. We have no Funko Pops in this house, so... Because that wasn't something I wanted to start collecting. Because I was afraid.
They take up so much space and their arms don't move. Do I know about this personally? Yes, because I tried to bend one of the arms and it was Jamie Lannister and I broke off the arm he loses in the show.
Oh, jeez. Like,
this is ironic.
It worked out.
That's funny. Like, yeah, it all worked out.
Told my wife, get the glue. We'll fix it. No one will know.
Yeah, nobody will know until they open it up and look at it.
Yeah, and pops are just... There used to be, I don't know. There used to be not that many, and now there's just like so many.
Yeah, there's so many.
I don't know how people, and there's some stuff that's worth like thousands and thousands of dollars. It is crazy. I think about like you want to sign Kevin Conroy pop. Ugh, it's like $400. You want Mark Hamill pop and sign, couple hundred.
It's crazy.
And sports absolutely pops are popular. Crazy. It's crazy.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to call that a show. Like I said, we'll figure out the next show. It may be a couple weeks, but you'll get it when it's on your podcast feed. Don't worry about it, as usual. So, So thanks a lot for hanging out and listening. We'll catch you all next time. podcast is part of the Gamers Lounge Radio Network. Get more gaming news and shows at www.the-gamers-lounge.com.